Just over 9,200 voted in support of the measure and more than 18,000 voted against. Stephen Spellman, spokesperson for the opposition of the proposition, said the public voice he helped provide has had a role in changing the conversation around the measure. Spellman says this was an unfair tax.
They came out with a bailout to tax and to spend, tax food and local people making, you know, buying life essentials. And I don't think that's responsible.
Boone County District 2 Commissioner Janet Thompson says this was one of the best options because the projects it would have been funding, like the Central Missouri Event Center, are major economic drivers.
You sell the community once you get here, but you have to get them here somehow. And that's a place that we can bring people to our community. It's one of the best options, especially because, you know, when you look at a sales tax, 30 to 40% of that sales tax is brought to us by people from outside our community.
Keegan D'Alfonso, who attended the opposition watch party, doesn't agree.
Something like the event center should be privately owned and operated. There's no reason why it should cost us money, because that should be able to pull in the revenue to fund itself.
Steering committee member David Thomas says the event center brings in close to $7 million a year. He says this has important economic value for Boone County. However, the grounds will need a lot more money than that to get back on its feet. Boone County District 1 Commissioner Karen Miller says the facility will need to close without the funds. Lauren Langell, KBIA News.